Abdul Abdi came to Canada as a child refugee at the age of 6 years old with his mother and sister. This morning, dozens braved the cold and rallied outside of Fredericton's MP Matt DeCourcy's office in support of the former child refugee. The rally was organized by members of No One Is Illegal Fredericton. Nathan Gullison is one of those members.
I'm here today because I believe that this deportation is completely unjust and completely unfair. It is very much the fault of the Canadian foster care system, who neglected him and abused him for years.
When Abdi arrived in Nova Scotia, he was put under the care of the Department of Community Services, but never obtained a citizenship. Now the 24-year-old is facing the risk of being deported to Somalia or Saudi Arabia after serving 5 years in jail for aggravated assault. Susan O'Donnell, adjunct professor at UNB, stood in support of Abdi.
So why would we send somebody to a country that they've basically never been to before or spent no time there, who has no family there, where he could, be harmed in some way? It's just very much against, I think, what Canadians stand for.
A No One Is Illegal Fredericton representative hopes this situation leads to changes in how Canada cares for refugee children in the future. She also hopes to give a voice to others going through similar situations.
I would like to have a discussion started too, an expanded and more extensive debate and discussion around issues around refugee children and their precarious situations, and the responsibilities of Canada as a state, as government, to protect refugee children.
Abdi is now living in a halfway house in the Toronto area due to the complexity of his case. For St. Thomas Journalism, I'm Melissa Gould. Now.